All right, on this week's episode of Magnify, we're joined by Ryan Hartman of Thanks.io and Wakeup Real Estate. Welcome, Ryan.
Hey, pal.
So listen, I've been really excited about chatting with you because you have some real lead generation pedigree, and I'm really interested in imparting some wisdom from you on that. Sure. I always start our episodes with letting the guests kind of introduce themselves, so I'll do that again. I'll let you kind of give us a rundown of Thanks.io, Wakeup Real Estate, and kind of a little bit of background on how you got started in real estate.
Sure, yeah. I dropped out of college in like 1999 or so and got the license. I was working for a broker, got the license, and never looked back. Sold in Philadelphia for 10 years and then started doing some consulting. When I left my like market, I moved, started having a wife, you know, wife and kids. And then kind of worked for Conversion and then KV Core for roughly the last decade or so, somewhere in there. And in the mix of that, we started Thanks.io, Justin Tracy, myself, and a few other partners.
Awesome. And so for those who don't know, what is Thanks.io?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.io is a direct mail automation platform with some pretty nifty features. We focus on handwriting, trackability, but basically lets you get something physical in the hands of your sphere of influence, your customers, your leads, without you having to lick stamps or stuff envelopes or anything. It all happens totally online.
Yeah. We actually had a guest on a few episodes back, Jerome Lewis, and he was talking about how he's been shifting clients' attention towards the direct mail and the actual physical mail now, because yeah, there's such a white space there. Everyone's gone digital. It's like, well, what about, you know, no one's sending out the mailers anymore. Where did that idea stem from? Was that kind of what it was?
Yeah, you know, there was a feature back in the day in Conversion where seller leads would get a postcard automatically, like an address only lead. And I think I was building a campaign outside of the real estate industry one day where that idea came up for that particular kind of friend or client. And Justin and I talked about it and said, hey, let's make it a full-blown product.
So there's a couple directions I want to take this, because one is a lot of our listeners are real estate agents. So I'm very curious to get your expertise on lead generation for real estate agents. But I'm also interested because there is a large portion of our listeners that have marketing agencies, web development agencies. So on a business side of things, like how you grew the business and got to where you are now. So I think we'll rewind, because you got started in real estate. What kind of drew you towards that lead generation side of things? Was it something you were just good at, or was it just more of an interest?
Yeah, I just started. I was on a team with a guy named Antonio Attican, probably around 2004, 2005. And he was probably one of the first people, you know, there was probably a generation all around the country of people who had maybe had read Gary Keller's book, you know, Millionaire Real Estate Agent.
Yeah, yeah.
And in a real way, they were using the internet. He still has centercityrealestate.com, using the internet to generate lots of leads, like a whole lot. Okay. And then I ended up on his team. I remember it was a 42% commission split, and I loved it because he's just fed me. I did 5-6 transactions a month. I was happy at 42%. I was 25 or, you know, however years old. But anyway, I learned a lot from Antonio. And then from there, started figuring out how to do some of the stuff myself. I had an old house values account. For those of you guys who remember, I was paying him like $2,000 a month. And I was like, I can't be paying $2,000 a month for this. I got to figure this out. So eventually I figured it out, and I started, you know, helping my brokers out, and eventually just kind of moved into consulting, you know?
Okay. So, you know, you obviously have a lot of experience with lead generation. You're helping agents do it. What kind of gaps do you see in a lot of agents' lead generation efforts at this point? It's 2023. Where do you feel like agents are missing the mark, or are there some great things that they're doing that you really think they should double down on?
I think it's the same with all business owners, really, and the same as it's always been for real estate. It's really consistency. I think a lot of people come into this business, they don't think like business owners and they don't think like investors. So as always, you see people jump from solution to solution from magic bullet to magic bullet, and they don't give stuff enough time to really generate the ROI that it can in this business. That's the strategic.
I don't know if there are tactics.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, if you got some tactics, let's dive into it.
Yeah. So I didn't know if you were asking because of tactics, but I still think Facebook lead ads and Google PPC are the way to go, and just follow up with mail. I mean, it doesn't need to be too complicated, you know.
When you say follow up mail, what kind of things do you find work best for agents to send?
Yeah, simple happy birthday. simple happy anniversary. It's been a year since you bought your house. You could send a happy anniversary house sale, a 5-year anniversary to somebody else's sales, because realtors are so bad at following up, right?
I know you guys actually have a lot of cool data that you pull for things like that. Is that something that's in there too, like when people's anniversaries are up for their houses?
You know, that's a good thought. I don't think we have that. That's one we don't. We have like home equity. We have likely to move, you know, some of the normal stuff. But yeah, it's a really good point. We don't have that. Usually we recommend you use something like a Remind or your tax records to just upload a list for that specific campaign.
So what kind of data will kind of get into Thanks.io now? What kind of data do you guys have? Because I have seen some pretty cool things that you guys rock with.
I've just brought it up. So we have absentee owners, likely to move, likely to refi, home equity 50%+. We do a lot in mortgage too. People own their house free and clear, possibly underwater, which might start to become a thing again, right? Possibly. Kids in household, new homeowners, high net worth, and if the property has a pool.
So, I mean, grabbing a couple of those. So if someone has paid off the mortgage, owns the house outright, what kind of mail should people be sending them?
I'm a huge fan of buy your first investment property, your first or next investment property.
Okay, that's cool.
And there are campaigns that work. I know everybody wants to do the get your home value, you know, generate a listing.
Yeah.
You know, and do expireds and FSBOs. And that stuff all still works, you know, but there's a lot, it's crowded. That homeowner who owns their house free and clear isn't getting a letter that says, yeah, hey, you know, let me help you tap some of that equity and generate some, you know, multi-generational wealth with it. It's something more interesting like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Cause you know, it's interesting. You hear a lot of doom and gloom about the real estate industry that, you know, it's a rough time for a lot of agents and stuff, but I think there is a lot of untapped, there's actually a lot of untapped wealth out there. People are sitting on homes with, you know, their equities through the roof, and the home value's gone up. Stuff like that is like getting them to think about, oh, I could actually use that to, you know, you've got the boomers, like 50% of the boomers are now retired, so that, you know, maybe they want to free up some cash and whatnot. So I think there is some great, great ways to use something like Thanks.io for sure.
That's really cool. And we're doing it every day. You know, I'm involved with a mortgage team, and it's pretty easy to get a fairly low doc home equity loan or a cash out refi right now. My wife and I actually just did this personally, where if you have enough equity, you know, you don't even necessarily need income or employment or you need good credit. But the stuff that was around in like 2006, 2007, some of that is around for certain people right now. Now finding a good investment deal on the other side of after the cash out, that's another story. But
that's where you need an expert real estate agent to help you, right? That's the whole thing. You know, so we kind of talked about Facebook ads and things like that. Have you found that there's like a best type or a best source of lead that's got other kind of a better quality? Like Facebook ads maybe don't convert as much compared to maybe a Google ad or something. Like what would you say is kind of the norm with that?
So the two that are working best for us right now is the Facebook lead ad, name, email, phone on Facebook. You got to send an automatic text right away. It needs to be conversational, and you know, you got to play a numbers game there on Facebook. So you're only spending $2 to $4 a lead, you know, and if you can get 20% of those people to respond to your automated text using a KV Core or some other CRM, that's a pretty good cost per conversation. But yes, you're going to wade through a lot of data with Facebook.
Yeah.
Google, we're killing it with a downsizing campaign right now. It's basically, I'll just share. We've been doing this for about the past month or so in a couple of markets. It's get a list of single family homes. And it's a quick survey landing page where I have a couple of form fields that the person answers. But what we love about these, we've got the cost per lead well down under $10 per, which is good on Google. And we're getting answers to 3 or 4 questions. But the downsizing lead is also a listing lead, by implication.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah. So that's a good place to be right now, especially going back to the fact that a lot of people do have equity and can sell a more expensive house, take the cash equity they have, and maybe buy cash something smaller.
Yeah. So then how would something like Thanks.io work into that flow? Would it be something you'd be sending them after the fact? Now you have their information, you're sending them some mail. Like, what kind of mail would you send them for that?
Yeah, so I really like Thanks as a follow-up. A lot of people want to use it for leads, but we're called Thanks because it assumes an existing relationship. So yeah. That particular lead, we're generally going to try to pull their address out of them, you know, and offer a home value. We might do that on the follow-up, you know, in an email sequence or something. So anytime you get an address, somebody who wants a home valuation, then yes, you can follow up with a letter or a postcard. My partner, Josh Shanley, on Wake Up Real Estate, he sends in semi-automated letter with Thanks. He's got his logo, his picture. It's a nice long letter. Hey, thanks for requesting a home valuation. And then his assistant appends an RPR report. And I say semi-automatically because all his assistant is doing is running the report and like inserting the PDF link into a form. Yeah. And then Thanks does the rest, you know?
Yeah.
So is
RPR still free? I mean, because I just reinstated my license. I'm not sure. It is still free, right?
Yeah. Everybody
can use it. Yeah, I feel like agents just don't know about it. It's such a cool tool to have, and it's free.
Yeah, they haven't done a good job of promoting that. It's free, and it's honestly, I think it's more accurate than so many others. I mean, they're all, you know, nothing's perfect, but some of the valuations are really good, and I like the reports. They're good.
Yeah. Yes, and for any listeners or viewers that don't know, RPR is basically like a CMA for a property. It gives you information about the neighborhood, some comps, that kind of thing. And they put it together a nice PDF for you. So it's really, and I think you can select how informative you want it to be, right? How detailed. You can do different types of exports. Yeah. So why do you think agents are hesitant to use physical mail now? Is it just because it's not cool, quote unquote? Or is it, what is it?
Well, it's instant gratification. And I'm the same way. I'm a pay-per-click. I want to run a Google or Facebook ad. I want to spend $20 to $100 today and have a result by tonight or tomorrow morning when I wake up. We're all like that. When you send a mail campaign, you know, you're a week out before it even hits the mailbox. Realistically, you're only going to get maybe 20% of the results that you're going to get in those first few days. Because mail kind of, it hangs out in the house. You know, the husband picks it up, looks at it. The wife then moves it over to the coffee table. I said this on the webinar at Agent Hub last week. You know, and then somebody hangs it on the fridge. And then a year later, they're like, oh, it's time to sell the house. Who's that agent who keeps sending us this, you know, they must be killing it around here because they're the only one sending us mail. And then they call you, you know. So
do you have any data on that? Like how often we'll go back to that question too, but how often agents or how many mail outs typically before someone picks up the phone or scans a code? Do you have any data on that?
Here's the problem. Everybody sends different content. So I don't. Okay. All I have is anecdotal, personal, from my personal real estate, you know, business. I used to send a handwritten expired. I used to put my business card in an envelope and lick it like 2001 or two. And I'd send one a day to expireds and got listings that way. Right. So, so that it's all started there. Mail's always been on my mind. Almost everybody who uses a thanks.io or whatever you use will tell you if they do it consistently, that they constantly get calls from mail that went out 6 months or more ago.
Interesting.
Yep. And probably one of the best lessons I ever had in real estate was when I was on that team with Antonio Attican. I repeat this all the time, but I just remember him. I had sent a mailer or I had spent some money on something. Maybe it was house values. You know, and I was getting frustrated because I was young and impatient. And he just said, look, man, anything you do today, don't expect a result for 6 months in this business. And that's why agents don't use direct mail, though, because it takes that, you know, nobody wants to wait that long.
And what I love about Thanks.io though is that there's a QR code. I definitely recommend everybody go and check it out after they've heard or listened to this, but there's a QR code on it. So you know instantly if someone's checking out whatever wherever you're sending them.
Yeah. And you asked before how we grew Thanks. We grew at getting high on our own supply, so to speak. The concept of if somebody engages with you and then they get something physical in their hands, that reinforces the initial thing you did. So it increases your conversions. The reason for this, the QR scanning and the notifications, is to give you that sort of instant feedback, you know, and gratification. Yeah. And, you know, getting a little geekier with this, you can then trigger other actions on that scan. So for those of you who use Zapier, for example, if somebody scans your thanks.io, so for example, Josh's letter goes out, says, thanks for requesting your home evaluation. Here's your scan to get your full report. Well, on that scan, your CRM can then trigger another campaign that sends that person a text and an email, you know. So the technology is a lot of fun, but I would say that direct mail, you're going to be happier if you use it to convert your existing leads and to nurture relationships you already have.
That makes lead sense. Generation, you know, one of the cool tactics, actually, it was Kelly from Agent Hub 360 was talking about, is using thanks.io for when you have open houses. So you can, you know, send out mail to around that open house, get people interested, build up a buzz. It's a really cool way of blending the old school marketing with the new wave, right? Like, cause you do have the tech behind it. You can trigger automations, like you said, but it's also just something physical and in hand. And I definitely think it will be a valuable tool for a lot of agents when it comes to their marketing.
And if we're talking about cost per click, you know, Google click's about $1.50 in most markets right now. Yeah. But that click is fleeting. Somebody, you know, they hit your website and then they get distracted and they go away. The mail stays in somebody's hand.
Yeah.
It just, you know, the quality's there. So it costs about the same. The gratification is just a little longer in coming.
Yeah. And I think what you said is a great analogy. You know, someone will look at it, put it down, and someone else in the house will move it. There's multiple times that someone's got their eyeballs on your face or your logo or your name. Versus, like you said, someone might click on your website, your landing page, get distracted, X out, and never see it again. So there definitely is more, there's more depth to it for sure, I would feel.
Can I, putting my salesperson hat on, I'm not here to really sell too hard, but you know, you're repping Showcase IDX, right? Which is a website platform. So we have this feature.
Well,
I'm sorry, but almost nobody uses this thing.
Yeah.
Not Showcase, but we have a feature. Thanks. It's retargeting. So we call it visitor view. So we can actually look at find the name, email, phone of 15% to 20% of your anonymous visitors, and then automatically append the data in our system and automatically send a postcard.
That's really cool.
As a follow-up. Yeah. So I don't know. It just came to mind because I was thinking, you know, that's a use that if you are driving traffic to your site, and you want to reinforce that fleeting glimpse, you know, somebody landed there for 5 seconds, we can actually capture them and then get them to come back.
So what would like the mail that goes out to that person say? Because I can imagine that would be a little bit creepy, right? You're getting some mail from someone because you clicked on their website. Like what's the verbiage in there?
Well, what we do at the brokerage I'm at is we just say, hey, thanks for visiting our website. You know, here's my cell number. And then if you'd like to check your home value, click here. The cool thing about that particular thing, that person receiving that doesn't know, doesn't know if somebody else at their house visited. It's not, we've never had somebody call and say, I never visited your website. That just doesn't happen. You know?
Well, most if you people do, you've got remember. A phone call out of it. So it's good.
Yeah, you could almost send that card to your whole farm. Say thanks for visiting my website, and most people will be like, "Oh, I must have been on that website." They don't remember.
Yes, that's a good point. That's a good point. So, now, there was a feature that, and this wasn't from the webinar with Agent Hub 360 last week. I'm pretty sure I remember seeing it that you can send something with a picture of their own house on it.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. So talk about that because I thought that was, I was like, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, if you're in the platform and you click on image templates. And you click on our image builder, it's our dynamic card builder. So you can basically put a little merge tag in and it just grabs either the Google Street or the map view of the recipient address. And then you can merge in some other attributes like the person's name, their address, some custom fields you upload. Really useful for absentee owners. So you could even like send to an out-of-state absentee, but have a picture of the house, the target house in market.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if anything, it just saves you a trip. you know? So,
yeah.
So it's just, yeah, I love stuff like that. It's just very creative and outside the box. And I can imagine receiving something with a picture of my own house on the front and be like, whoa, wait a sec. What is this?
And that one we have gotten. People do get creeped out by that. So people who might be a little older, they don't know how the tech works. Yeah. Like, why did you, you know, did you take a picture of my house? We've heard a little bit of that from our customers, and you know, it's a little creepy. Yeah, but I think
engagement's engagement, man. You know, you get the phone call, that's all good. You can talk them around.
Yep. What I've started doing, this is just funny, and you guys can try this. I've been started sending people postcards from themselves. So I sent Russell Brunson one. Like, hey Russell, you should check out Thanks That I Owe, you know, or a business owner, like note to self. You know, you could send somebody, actually a good, I'm just riffing, but a good real estate application would be to send business owners, postcards directly, offering an investment list or something like that. Cause business owners are so easy to find.
Yeah.
I'm going on tangents here. You got to rein me in.
No, I love it. I do want to talk about Wake Up Real Estate. I do actually watch and listen on occasion, after I discovered you guys through Agent Hub. Talk us a little bit about it, what it is, how you've grown it. You know, you clearly know how to grow brands. So, you know, I kind of want to get your advice for other people on that.
Josh and I had a company called Reteculus that came out of my consulting in like 2010, 2011. We sold that to Lone Wolf. That was, we had just had a lot of fun together doing that. So probably about 9 months ago now, or 6 months ago now, we both just found ourselves in a place where it just made sense. And we didn't even have a business model in mind. It was just, let's go create some content. You know, I had left Inside Real Estate. He was doing his own thing. Let's just create some content. So when you ask about like how to grow these brands, for anybody watching, we are just now February? Yeah, we're about 6 months. We are just now starting to make a little bit of revenue from that venture. 6 months.
Yeah.
That's what it takes, guys.
The goal wasn't to grow revenue though, right? It was initially just to have fun and give advice to agents, right?
True. If you build it, they will come. You know, you build the audience. And we already individually had some audience. But we basically do a morning show every weekday. I think we've only missed a few. And we deliver value to the marketplace. You know, all the stuff you'll hear everybody talking about content marketing talk about. There's no like rocket science here. And then as you build an audience, you build trust, you get listener feedback, like what you're doing here, and you know what to talk about. And then eventually you put offers in front of your audience that are kind of win-win for you and them. And that's kind of where we're at with Wake Up. It's starting to build momentum. Okay.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about those early days where you probably didn't have, you're doing it live, right? So you didn't have that many people watching. Like where was the motivation just to keep plugging away at it? Like, did you see a gradual increase or did you stagnate for a little while?
Yeah. It's like anything else. Like the work needs to be fun. So we were doing this at 10, we're doing it at 10:30 now. We were just kind of having, you know, we both already had an ingrained content creation habit. And I think every business owner should think about developing that habit. Like what kind of content can you create for your business every day? So we're creating content anyway. It's just a matter of what kind of content. And for Josh and I, it's just more fun to sit there and talk to each other in a setting like you and I are doing now than it is to do it alone. So, you know,
true.
We just, and mostly what we talk about is just what we're doing in our own businesses from day to day. You know, so
is he an agent too, or he's in mortgage? He's in the mortgage space, right?
Well, Josh is at eXp as well. He's got a pretty good organization there. But he actually, he had gotten a license with Nexa before we started doing this. And a couple of weeks into it, he was like, you know, I think it'd be interesting if we, because, you know, you're going to put the work in, you do need to monetize eventually.
Yeah, of course.
And he said, you know, instead of like selling courses or doing, you know, the typical thing that a lot of people with this kind of business model do, you know, why don't we check out maybe joining a mortgage team? You know, he invited me to join the mortgage team, and let's actually like help people with their marketing without having to charge them and have the revenue model be mortgage. Now, of course, we need to be careful with RESPA and everything else, but that's sort of the model. Yeah.
Okay. Because I remember hearing something about mortgage on there. But I mean, that right there goes to speak, though, that how consistent you need people to be, because I have watched a few times now and I hadn't picked up that he was an agent with EXP, and I'm sure it was mentioned. But people, you've got to be so consistent with your message and your branding, and people passively pay attention also, you know?
Well, so Josh, you know, I'm not going to share his numbers, but for a lot of you who are at a company like EXP or The Real or LPT Now or something like that, he's, as far as I know, he's built a good organization without ever talking about, without doing a lot of like explicit pitching. He's just attracting people to him, and people will schedule a meeting or they'll Facebook message him, and the thing you're selling is kind of in the background after you've delivered
value. So, value up front, just prove you're knowledgeable, have expertise, and then people get interested on the back end of what you're doing.
And on our mortgage stuff, we do have a sales page. You probably just didn't see. We were pushing it for a while and we got too busy. So it's
not really
there. There is like a page where you can go and learn about what we're doing. It's vqualifier.com, but we haven't been talking about it a lot because the model has worked so well.
Yeah.
It's, you know, so this stuff works, guys. And we tell everybody who watches Wake Up, like, you should do a show in your market. It doesn't need, it could be a Wake Up show, you know, about your market real estate. Like, just translate everything you see Paulo and I doing. You know, everybody now thinks they're famous, you know, they're YouTube famous, but you can be too. And there's a business model to be had. So,
yeah, I mean, in terms of, I don't want to go into like viewership like that because it's kind of arbitrary. One viewer from one show might not equal a viewer from another show in terms of what they bring in terms of value and stuff. But you say you guys are just starting to generate revenue. Is that consistent with the viewership going up, or is it just that the LTV, the lifetime value of a listener or a viewer kind of actually starts to engage?
Yeah, I think people trust you more the more consistent you are. So people who watch, you know, they'll watch us every day for 3 months. And then when we mention either an affiliate product or a service that we're delivering ourselves and it's trusted, then the sale is easy. They're just like, yeah, I know who you guys are. You're not going to rip me off. I know where you are. I'll try this out. You know, the other reason it's taken a while for us is because of that mortgage model. You know, it takes a while to, as we all know, it takes a while for a mortgage to close.
I wouldn't even say that was a while. 6 months is actually really good for generating revenue from a YouTube show.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. You know? So this has been really interesting. There's actually a lot of things, a lot of little nuggets I think people should actually rewatch or re-listen to this a few times and take notes. Because I think you've actually dropped some really cool ideas for people. Even just going off on your tangents, I think you've really created a lot of value. Any parting words, any extra words of wisdom you got for our listeners before we head out?
No, just thanks for thanks for listening. And guys, you know, you're gonna run into 1,000 people trying to sell you stuff, and you know, 1,000 different people trying to sell you stuff and all kinds of products, and you know, your attention is scarce, you know, to spend. Paul and I are grateful that you sit here and talk to us. But really, I guess if I had any advice, just pick one thing and stick to it for a little while.
Yeah. Well, that was actually something I picked up on from you, was just consistency. Doesn't matter if it's direct mail, doesn't matter if it's lead gen online, it's just be consistent.
Yeah. And then once you get good at it, what happens is you stay consistent at something for 3 or 6 months, and then you move on to the next thing. Well, then in 10 years, you find out that after a while, you're good at a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, when it's like month 7 is when you would have started seeing the fruits from that work, but you didn't stick around enough to see it happen.
Yeah.
You know, and actually on a personal note, that happened to me. I was working with these clients for like 6-7 years. I dropped my license last year. Turns out they just bought a home and sold their home. It would have been about $2.5 million of business. And I didn't have my license, so I couldn't work with them. And it's because I didn't stick around for it, essentially. Right. So you never know. And, you know, was it that saying that there's not much traffic on the extra mile? Because, you know, if you don't stick around, you'll never find out. And not many people stay the course. So I like that message a lot. So where can people find you? Wakeup.realestate, right?
Yeah, wakeup.realestate or thanks.io.
Yeah, perfect. All right, man. It's been great. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.